Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The stupidity is just unbelievable.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That first half was one of the most disgraceful performances I have ever seen.
And James Strebel.
I feel bad for Kellen having to go all the way up there to watch that. The offense is a joke.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And yes, recruit some players. I'm with you. Pay them. I don't care. Call Junior Bridgman. Call anybody. Pay the players. I'm fine with that. I need some recruits. But I'm also not going to quit on a team 3 games into the season. And if that bothers you, go listen to Dan Issel.
Alright, so 5 o'clock hour. We're going long today. I don't know what's wrong with us. 437-9680. UPS Jobs Text Lines, The Take. It's ESPN 680-1057. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman hanging out with you. Mobile Liquor Barn Studios today. I'm just looking at the sound sheet right now. I mean, there's just haymakers everywhere. I mean, like, you want to hear one right now? All right, here, let me turn your mic on. Not hear one, but just let me read the title of some of these.
Sure, I want to hear them. Yes.
Diener, this is a disaster.
Oh, Diener, oh no.
Diener done with KP Socrates demeanor.
Socrates.
A little Socrates.
Oh, a little ancient Greece Wednesday morning. That's great.
Man, you got to give me Keith Pointer. Jack, we only have one. Tell me when you're ready, Jack, because I want it to be clean. I want me to be quiet.
I got it.
All right, 3, 2. I just go ahead.
Baja Bullies.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Baja Bullies.
There's nothing better than Louisville fans going after
Keith
Pointer.
The last positive moment of the program.
Yeah, dude, I love Keith Pointer. Just ethers everyone, and like I know it's just so great.
And the best thing is he uses big words when he's ethering people.
He's just a random lawyer.
Yeah, he's just out there giving work, man.
He's at Acura.
Yeah,
he's just giving work. Little Neil Huffman. He's just giving work.
Yeah,
God bless that man. God bless him.
I forgot that he lives in the South End. Like, he's a South End guy.
Is he?
He is. No, he
is. He still is. But usually they move out like you.
I think.
Well, you're not a South End guy. You moved out.
I still work there.
You moved away. You wanted to get Kellen away from it.
Well, it was before Kellen was born. Oh. So, yeah, it was just, my wife was like, either move to Chicago or we go to Indiana, Southern Indiana. I was like, well, I'll go to Southern Indiana. Rather not
really?
Move to Chicago, yeah.
Why? You should have went to Chicago.
Eh.
You'd rather live in New Albany than Chicago?
Yes.
Oh. Jack, what does that do to you? I knew you were going to answer that. That's why I knew where I'd rather live.
I'm a small town guy.
I'm a small town guy.
Yeah. I'm a small town guy.
Like John Cougar Mellencamp.
like Cougar. The Cougar Mellencamp, which we drove on his highway last night. Scottsburg zone. I think he's Scottsburg.
Pointer was in the other day wearing a tan suit. I said, look at you, Obama suit.
Looking good. You got that Obama suit on. Damn right. You know, you got to do some law.
Texas says, you guys forgot Weird Wednesday for the second straight week.
Oh!
I mean, listen, we had Kentucky falling on their face last night.
Right.
And, you know, not knowing how to guard inbounds plays with a bunch of juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
And then what we had last night. So, you know, I started the show today at 3 o'clock. I always feel like, you know, it's odd with this show. Like, I feel like with Drew's show, he can lead with something, and then he doesn't have to probably lead with it again at 9:30. Okay,
right,
even though he does, but you know what I'm saying. I feel like, you know, Power Hour.
Sure, people get in their cars and go
home.
Are
getting in their cars. Yeah. Like for me, just quickly with both teams, and we can hear later on from Kenny Payne as well. And we just have a bunch of sound. I mean, we got Rummage. In fact, you want one Issel?
Let me an Issel. Yeah, let's light the moon with some Issel. Let's go.
Just any of the Issel ones, Jack. Just give me anything Issel.
Fire away.
Carter Knox was here. You think he's coming here?
No.
Come on.
Not if Kentucky wants him.
Right.
He's not.
The Louis Moan steals him.
Dan.
Yeah, that
Dan.
One. That moved Issel out of the way.
It was a meek.
Let me hear it again. What does Louis Rabeau think of Carter Knox?
Carter Knox was here. You think he's coming here?
No.
Come on.
Not if Kentucky wants him.
Right.
He's not.
He just gave up.
Strieble didn't read the room there, did he, Jack?
I'm sorry.
He just had to get in.
Yeah.
He had to bust in. He had to use the microphone. That's what he had to do.
And it's right here.
437-9680.
The last time they made a Sweet 16.
Was it under Slick Rick?
It was 2015. Okay.
Yep.
It's an ancient. Listen, you know what that is? Hang
what
on.
What is that?
You know, like Lord of the Rings or something?
Yeah.
There's like a scroll, or there's something that's valuable.
Yeah. Oh, like a dagger.
Yeah.
Like an Elvish dagger.
Like almost like a scroll where like.
Oh, okay.
Where like the hobbits.
You have runes on it.
Yeah, where the hobbits told like stories.
Sure.
About their travels.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Like
Bilbo
Baggins. He wrote a book, and that was what the Hobbit was supposed to be.
There's a movie around Bilbo Baggins that's not quite Bilbo Baggins, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
You've heard that one, right?
No, a Bilbo Baggins movie.
Oh,
I haven't.
You haven't
heard
seen
this
that one.
No, I haven't.
Something
seen
something that rhymes with Bilbo.
I like. I like the traditional Bilbo.
But like in the scrolls of BBN,
yeah,
is Slick Rick?
Oh, it is.
Is an older Kentucky fan calling Rick Pitino Slick Rick?
You got to blow a little dust off of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Like at some point, if Kellen Strieble sees these infamous BBN scrolls, there will be entries in those scrolls over the last 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
About Slick Rick.
See, he doesn't know anything about that. He doesn't know the Pitino stuff.
That's
yet.
Your fault.
It's
not my fault.
If it's not rated PG. That's the thing.
What's not rated PG?
The Rick stories.
Oh Lord! Well, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, I can't really do a deep dive into Rick Pitino yet.
Right.
Like he knows it.
Was it under Slick Rick?
If there's one person I could elect to teach Kel about Rick Pitino, Dan Issel.
You know what, Jack?
I want Dan Issel to tell
these
stories.
You have to do this next time, and then I'll give you my 10-second rant, and then we can move on.
Okay.
Well, maybe a 10-minute rant. We need to, Jack, this could be good radio. It would be up to, no offense, probably me and you.
Yeah.
To on air be able to do this. But I would love the next time Dan Issel.
Yes.
Is in town to come in studio.
Bring Kellen.
And you bring Kellen.
Yeah.
And I want them to talk Kentucky.
He would love nothing
more. Well, okay. He can't be shy on. Yesterday, he didn't want to give an L down.
Which was very not like him.
It's shocking.
It was shocking.
Disappointing.
You saw him at the.
I was stunned.
You saw him in the arena.
Yeah. I mean,
he's crazy.
He was calling people bums.
Yeah. He's nuts. Like he's L's crazier
down,
than
he,
I
everything.
Am.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
screamed, Jack. He screamed the entire game.
He's going to be worse than you. There's no doubt about it.
He's going to be a lot worse than me.
It is what it is. He's going to be worse.
But
he needs. This grandfather touch, if you will.
He does.
From Dan Issel. It's an odd enough. It's an odd way to say that.
I would have gone with I, I, I would have gone with great brotherly advice.
Maybe advice?
Yeah, a little advice.
Maybe a little advice.
A little advice from Dan.
Oh, goodness. I don't want Tim Strebel to be upset.
Oh, he won't. He would love it. He loves Dan Issel.
He would give a couple percentages of his grandfather role
absolutely
to the luminary Dan Issel to teach young Kellen Strebel about the BBN scrolls, which there is, of course, a chapter about Jack Slick Rick.
Yes. Tim would give up a little bit of that because he used to, in the backyard, pretend to be Dan Issel and Mike Pratt when he was shooting basketball when he was a kid.
I don't know if I believe that, but there's nothing I can do.
He told me, he's like, those are his two favorite players, and he used to pretend when he's a kid, pretend to be Dan Issel and Mike Pratt shooting hoops in his backyard.
By the way, around the horns talking about Louisville, that's not good.
I saw that.
What's Kevin Blackstone have to say about Louisville basketball?
What's Sarah Spain think?
What does Sarah Spain think of Kenny Payne's coaching job? Rewind the TV. We'll play it. Dub it for Diener. Dub it for Diener.
We got to get Kevin Black.
What does Woody Page think of Sidney Curry's inside game?
Frank Isola. What is...
Texas has Strebel signed up for the NIL collective yet?
I will.
I keep hearing that from Kentucky fans.
I will show you the proof.
I will.
When it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
This is what I'm hearing from every Kentucky fan.
I will,
and I'll send you the confirmation.
Yeah.
And I've yet to get a confirmation.
From any of us.
And yeah, and I mean, this baby's been going for what?
3 days? Has Stoops got any confirmations from anybody? That's the more important question. How many confirmations has Stoops gotten so far?
Lou Rabeau says, ask the text line to tell us what advice Issa would give Kellen.
That's great.
Lou says, I'll start. Don't smoke marijuana cigarettes.
That would be the
first.
What
a delightful thing if you could hear that.
Yeah. Kellen's sitting there, and he's wide-eyed. He's ready for this BBN legend to give him some support. Don't smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Even if Bashir
says it's legal.
I would love, a texter makes a great point. Issel giving political advice to Kellen. Better than BBN advice. Anyway.
Talk about DeSantis' wife.
Dan Issel discusses Mrs. DeSantis with Kellen Strebel next. 437-9680. All right, quickly, we'll get back to nonsense. I mean, these first hours have been heavy-handed. I don't like it, and I got to change it up. We got to switch it up, Jack, okay? I need you to help me. I need a tone alert. What I said in hour number one about Kentucky, I'm putting Kentucky basketball on notice. Yes, it's November. Yes, you can, you could have won the game. You should have won the game. There's no reason for panic, but I can come on here and I can blast John Calipari and 95% of you BBN gas bags. That's what you want today. You want Andy Sweeney to give Calipari hell. Not many people do. Obviously, a little Kentucky media, you're not going to do that. And I understand. But Kentucky basketball should have won that game last night.
Yep.
They're 1-5 in their last six games in the Champions Classic. They're 5-7 overall. They're like two games behind Duke, by the way. And I left last night. I mean, Duke's playing without their best player. Kansas won. Michigan State won. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kentucky leaves there, to me, feeling like the big loser of the Champions Classic.
Sure, yeah.
And
they're the shoe-in game. They were supposed to win that game.
You know,
game.
I mean, Calipari can, we got to practice and we haven't done this or that, and that's fine. And we talked to Pat Forty earlier, and he's right. November, Calipari doesn't, react too much to these games. I can always remember, infamously, he wasn't worried after they got beat over the head by Zion Williamson in the Champions Classic and everything else. And
that
he had a good team.
Pretty good.
I mean, they were a minute away, 2 minutes away from making the Final Four. So,
overtime.
I mean, they were a good team. Yeah, they were an Elite Eight, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, that was a Tyler Hero year. But, man, Kentucky fans are tired of losing this game. You go win this game. You're the better team. You win this game. You don't get out-coached. You win this game. And whether it be C.J. Frederick, whether it be, Chris Livingston, whether it be Jacob Toppin, whether it be Antonio Reeves, whether it be John Calipari, some of these guys faded when the lights got bright. And this Kentucky basketball team has been smooched on since the Bahamas, and I understand why.
Yeah.
I'm not blasting Strieble for that, okay, at all. I can understand, and I even said, hey, this team, I can't, you know, after the first two games, I'm like, I can't sit here and say Strieble because they look so damn good.
They did.
And then they play Michigan State, and I don't know if the lights were too bright. I don't know if it's a bad day. I don't know if Michigan State's better than what we thought. They are, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it wasn't just a straight-out coaching, which at times it probably was. But, yeah, man, that's the kind of game where all of that nuance is fine. Bottom line, end of discussion. Kentucky basketball fans want to win that game. They want it's ESPN. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
People are watching that game. They want to win that game. They want people to leave saying, damn, Kentucky's got dudes again. And you leave that game thinking, damn, Kentucky's got Oscar Tshiebwe and what else if you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it a panic? No. If you lose to Gonzaga, you're 3-2 with Michigan and UCLA on the horizon.
Right there, yeah.
And so for me, I expect this team to be very good. People will not hear this. I expect still, even though maybe more hesitancy, obviously, the first time this year them losing, I expect this team to be good. Period, stop. But they need to go do it. And the demand is that they do go do it. And I still think they will. But last night's worrisome because, you know, you're at the end of the game. You can't make free throws. You get out coached multiple times. You guys have seen what it looks like in the NCAA tournament. Oscar fouls out. Suddenly it's two-man game with Lance Ware and Xavier Wheeler and two shots in a row by Jacob Toppin. How's that going to work? And so, you know, go win, go beat Gonzaga, go to the Champions Classic, CBS Sports Classic. Take care of business there. Take care of business. Crush Louisville. Have fun with that. All of those things are fine. But you better we don't need to hear about how well it hasn't done this in practice. Oscar's the only guy that's not practicing,
right?
And we don't give me Damian Collins because he's a bench guy. And Kentucky fans have seen how great they look without Damian Collins the first two games. Now, as for Louisville, my take has been today, I think it's like three things. Number one, boy, I thought this was going to be a unifying hire. Whether it be with Kenny Payne, a winning formula or not, whether they won games this year or not, that's what we've talked about because the for sure thing, just like Kentucky and Michigan State was supposed to be a sure thing in the Champions Classic last night, the sure thing was supposed to be what? Kenny Payne is a unifying hire. And it does not feel that way. And I don't want to say, like, I'm worried. Maybe that's part of it. But I don't... Not that I don't want to be dramatic. I also don't want to be patronizing to the fan who's given a lot of money and time and effort and everything, is really, especially the last couple years that Louisville's been down. But I guess you could say I'm a little bit worried about if this is going to become toxic. The thought of rebuilding, the thought of being bad, is something that fan bases can always say that they're ready for, but they never are.
No.
It's nice that we tried to say that. It's nice that Kenny Payne and others pivoted, that mostly everyone in the media then pivoted, and fans, some fans and everything else, how they realized, okay, this team, we're not talking about X amount of wins. We're, you know, we need to take what we can get, if you will. And then that became the narrative, and it's not even that. And so the Kenny Payne unification, if you will, I think this is now going to become a divisive hire if they continue to lose. And I don't know what to do with it. Now, leads me to my second thing. I don't know what to do with it this year, how we're going to follow it this year if it continues down this road. But I do know this. This program needs a cleansing. And they're half pregnant right now. because they failed to do what was necessary to flip the team, they don't have the best chance to win. The, as Bobby V would say, that's not just me, as the pieces don't fit, and then you must have quit. No, the pieces don't fit. It was like 2-3 days in a row.
Yeah, a little don't quit.
This also gave us the O.J. Simpson or whatever. So,
yes, he did.
Let's be honest. They don't have the talent, and they didn't do anything with the roster for the litany of reasons that we do not need to go through. And so now you got to go through this desert of an entire season, and it's going to be rough to do. And the reaction and Louisville fans, like I said, when Nolan Smith got into it with fans, this is not Duke in North Carolina. This is prison yard shanking. This is Louisville and Kentucky. That's what it is.
There's no rules.
Okay, yeah.
There's no rules.
I mean, that's what it is, man. Yeah. And so it's not a unifying hire right now. And then I think the other thing for me is, and I'm not going to see it another way, and I can't see it another way, is I'm worried that 2 games now, the coaching did not give the team the best chance to win, whether that be in-game coaching or preparation coaching. And it goes back to my second point. It's time that we're done with Sidney Curry. It is. And some of these guys are talented. It's just the program needs to move on with different guys, and if Kenny Payne can't do that, then that's your answer. And if he can, then let's go. Yeah. Like Rummage is screaming in our open and everything about getting players, and I agree. There has to be a turning of the page. There does. Mm-hmm. There just does. And last night in the Wright State game, Kenny Payne and or the bench and or the team, or the basketball IQ of the team, let him down. Against Wright State, you had fouls, you had timeouts. You're a bad team. Kenny, you know you got a bad team. You've been around great teams. You've been around NBA teams. You know you don't have a good team. Call a timeout. Settle everyone down. You don't. There's a turnover. Your point guard had 8 of them. You lose the game. And you don't foul. It's commonplace in the NBA where you worked to foul. It's commonplace in college basketball, especially because guys can't make shots, right, to foul. Coaching did not give them the best chance to win that game. Wasn't the only reason, but it was a glaring reason, and the glaring reason makes over $3 million. Last night, 24 seconds to go. You're down one. You don't really trap. You're not aggressive, like trying to trap them in the corner. It's nothing like we saw with like Rick Pitino or something like that. It was pressure that almost wanted App State to waste time. It wasn't pressure that was really forcing them to turn the basketball over. And it goes down to 11 seconds. And the crowd had to tell you to foul. Dad, did you ever find the Wookiee sounding guy that was like, foul?
Wookiee.
Diener played it over and over again.
Really?
Fantastic.
Like Chewbacca?
Oh, the mic was, I mean, the TV board was picking up all these fans screaming to foul.
Yeah.
Because they know what's going on. L. Ellis had no idea. The senior team leader. It didn't look like anyone on the bench had any idea that you foul there.
Yeah.
And this is not, you know, again, I've used this 3 times. I argue back and forth with Eric Crawford today. Not arguing, just back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, learning on the job is fine to a certain extent. This is elementary stuff. And it's not only Kenny Payne, it's the other guys on the staff. WDRB would not hire Eric Crawford than had to teach him how to write a column. Stribble's not going to get hired as a teacher, and then they're like, well, now we need to get you ready. I mean, do you know anything about eighth grade science?
You know how to do a lesson plan?
Do you know how to do a lesson plan?
Do you have classroom management?
Classroom, man. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think your greatest strength is, besides watching the kids at lunch?
I'm a really good communicator.
My voice is struggling.
Yeah,
you're a good communicator.
I'm a good communicator. Yeah, yeah. I think I get the points across pretty well, and I think I'm pretty open as to, like, you know, like class discussions, things like that.
What do you
like
think
that.
You're bad at?
What do I think I'm bad at?
Like that, Jack. Look at that. Turned it right on him.
Yeah, you did. I that's a good question. I don't know.
By the homework you give? How much homework did you give tonight?
I don't really give a ton. I didn't give a lot tonight.
No.
No, not really, cuz we're at the end of the trimester and our grades are due. We're due today. So, no.
A little trimester talk.
Yeah, a little trimester talk. Yeah, so report cards are out Friday. So, yeah.
Gavin Newsom? What is going on here? Have you seen the latest Gavin Newsom story?
No, that wouldn't do.
Oh, boy.
No, I didn't see this. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a haymaker.
I didn't see anything on Gavin Newsom today. I just been seeing people.
I think I saw it on OutKick.
Ethering Trump today. That's all I've really seen. Apparently, I didn't watch any of it, obviously, because I was at the game and on the road. But apparently, even Fox News cut off his big speech last night. It was so bad, they just stopped airing it. That's how bad he was last night. Which stunned me.
Anyway, so all the Kenny Payne stuff, the unification, the emotion around the hire, all of that nonsense that is now going to play as the team loses. I mean, all of this. And guys, I'm sorry. It's coaching malpractice to not do what's been done the last couple games.
Yeah.
The Wright State game, man, that is basic basketball, that when you have a bad team, you put everything through the prism of your team. And Kenny Payne knows through the prism of seeing good basketball what he is dealing with for his first team at U of L. That's why I used a timeout. Grossman, you talked about that. It's why people screamed about fouling.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that is the thing you now do. I don't know what to tell you. At some point, maybe it was different, but now we know that the odds say to do that. If nothing else, we can play the result on Kenny Payne. And obviously, when a guy hits a game winner, a predictable shot and shooter, by the way, there you go. And last night, you gotta give yourself other opportunities. People on Twitter, well, how do you know they were going to make it? I don't. But you gave yourself one opportunity.
Yeah.
And yes, they could have had 20 seconds on the clock and just wound it all the way down. And you know what we would have done? We would have crushed Louisville a different way.
Yeah, a different
is to
reason.
Waste 20 seconds and not give yourself any buffer. You know what it is? There's 5 seconds to go. 6 seconds to go in a game. Football game.
Yeah.
A team elects to kick it on third down instead of waiting to fourth down. So in case they botch something, they get another opportunity
at it. Yeah, yeah.
It might leave 1 second on the clock. You might leave 2 seconds on the clock, but there is that fallback plan. What are the positives of giving yourself less opportunity? That's what I'm asking.
Right.
Of giving yourself an opportunity to grab an offensive rebound. Or if you miss something, they get the ball back. Yes, it's bad execution. I understand everyone's point. Well, they're probably just going to wind it down anyway. Understandable. And then we would crush them on that. But that's not what they did.
No, it's not.
Okay? And the crowd had to go foul. Go foul. And the crowd's yelling, go foul.
Whoa!
I mean, they're yelling and screaming. The last two games, it's worrisome. And then the other thing, and me and Jack are going to have to cut this out. Jack, this is like number one now. Is getting this. Is Kenny Payne has talked so long about, I mean, quite frankly, it sounded like being talked to, into taking the job. I didn't have to take this job. I'm paraphrasing. I didn't have to take this job.
Right.
Okay. I was comfortable where I was. I didn't have to take this job. And if I got a job, whatever my dream job is, if I'm the afternoon host at WFAN in New York City, I'm not going to go say, well, man, I wasn't going to take this. Strebel really.
I really pushed you into
Strebel
it.
And, you know,
Grossman.
Dean or Mark Ennis. And yeah. I mean, they had to really talk me into taking yeah. six times the money and talking about New York sports and not Jordan Wara. Okay.
Jordan Wara.
Not Sidney Curry and Rose Wheeler. Okay. Like, do you understand what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, you jump on that opportunity and there's like, no
but,
looking
but
back.
But he made it clear that he didn't need to take the job.
Right.
That he was happy where he was. And that just. I've talked about that for the last 6 months, that that's a weird thing to say.
It is.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it's not normal. It's not normal to tell the fan base that wants you so damn bad, the media who wants you so damn bad, well, you know, I didn't have to take this job. You know.
And I hate
to- I mean, almost like, I, you know, not you guys owe me, but just so you know, I didn't have to take this.
I don't have to be here.
I didn't have to take this job. I didn't have to be here.
Right.
And, you know, it makes me worry that just that mindset makes me worry of, just about what's going on here. And losing brings all of this out.
Yeah.
It does. But they also haven't helped themselves to win. I don't think, and Pat Forty Newcomb, I don't think his staff is good enough. I don't.
That's part of the problem.
I don't. We laughed at Danny Manning at Wake Forest.
We don't know who Josh Jamison is.
All we did was mock Danny Manning at Wake Forest. I mean, good God. And I don't know. I mean, I hate to just put it on him, but I feel like, listen, I feel like Calipari needs a Phil Martelli. I feel like Kenny Payne needs a Phil Martelli.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Absolutely.
And I hate to use only Phil Martelli. What's the
Kenny
guy?
Kenny had Larry Brown.
Ralph Willard. Yeah, Larry Brown's had Mata.
Yeah, but Larry Brown's a cheater.
I know, but it's
okay,
awesome.
So, he's a cheater who won.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess Larry Brown would fit that mold.
Yeah.
We would embrace Larry Brown if he was the coach.
Yes.
This show.
Could you imagine if he was on me? Either one of these staffs?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy. That would be the best.
I'm like, we got to lighten it up. We got to figure out how to do this. But it's also like, I'm on the side where it's like, yo, this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, that's the side I'm on. It doesn't mean that I don't think it's always going to work out. It doesn't mean all these future things. But right now, in the present, there are some worrisome signs right now. And let's be honest, this hire, if they keep losing, is going to be questioned. And you are going to see Louisville fan versus Louisville fan. You really are.
Yeah,
you're already
seeing it.
We're
already
seeing it. We're three games in.
Yeah. No, it's happening already. And to go back to your point of, like, you know, people had to like convince me to take this job, or, you know, talk me into it. I mean, do you think anyone had to talk John Shire into taking the job at Duke? Do you think, I mean, Calipari, do you think they had to talk Calipari into taking the job at Kentucky? I mean, these are like dream jobs.
I think they had to talk Juwan Howard into taking the Michigan job.
Exactly. We go on down the list, and each one of those guys in their introductory press conferences were all like, I'm happy to be here.
I mean,
Juwan
Howard cried during his introductory press conference.
Mike Woodson! Woody! Yeah. Jack Woody!
I was trying not to use him.
did Isaiah Thomas had to sit him down and say, you got to take this job, Mike?
No.
Did they have to do that? Did Dan Dockett had to text Woody and say, you really need to take this job, Woody? Please. No. They all really, this is their dream.
No.
This is what they wanted to do.
In fact,
Woodson said
this was that IU's the only college basketball job he would ever consider going to.
And then he said, IU basketball's the bleep.
Yes, he did.
It's better than is bleep, which is what it's been. That one little pesky word changes just about everything.
Everything, yes.
I don't know. So I don't know. I mean, like, honestly, like, I'm asking you guys, we got to take a break. Like, what do we do here? Like, they're going to lose a bunch of games.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, Andy.
And, I can't keep saying what they didn't do in the offseason. And, I came up today with they got to flush the system, but... You know, at 1-11, we're going to feel the same of that in a couple weeks. This is not 2-10 Bobby Petrino, because it's one game a week in football, and it's still Louisville football.
And it's not
football.
That many games.
Well, it's Louisville football, and that's not Louisville basketball.
Exactly. With two different entities there. You're
listen,
right, yeah.
I don't want to hear all the, it was cold, 6 o'clock.
It was what?
You guys wanted Kenny Payne, and no one was at that game. And all the games haven't had anybody.
And the game's indoors.
And
it's not like it's a football game where you're sitting outside for 4 hours.
And all three of the games have been that. And it's like, you know, I've heard, well, you know, it's a Tuesday night. And, you know, the upper level didn't have anyone in it. But it was a good lower bowl. And I'm just like, that statement to me I don't want to use worrisome. The word cancerous.
Yeah, well,
because
yeah.
that is what is now, and that is where this is. And it was already starting off on such a low spot, and then you're adding losing
on top of
and,
it.
And you're going to be now the people that didn't want Kenny Payne now are going to be empowered. And yeah. the people that want Kenny Payne, the majority of them have a link to him and a love for him and a feeling and an emotion around him. And that creates a different conversation than just firing Chris Mack.
They're going to lash
just
out.
Just getting rid of whomever, yeah. right? Like, yeah. there becomes a side versus side here. Like, we all knew Bobby had to go. We, you know, Chris Mack had his protectors, but we knew Chris Mack.
For the most
Mack
part, it was over. Yes.
Had to go. Yeah. So. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. My voice might not make it, by the way. Holy
that's
cow.
Why, that's why we have sound. That's why we have sound. And I can't remember. I know we take a break, but I guess because I've been here recently with that 9-16 Kentucky team, and I don't. I guess because I blocked it out of my memory, I don't really remember how we talked about it other than just laughing.
BPN,
and
it got BPN stayed angry. Like, I will never not be impressed of how Kentucky fans managed to still be so PO'd and angry
after
and on
every
fire
game.
After every single loss on every single one of those post-game shows.
Are Louisville fans? They're angry, Jack.
Yeah.
Like, they know they're not a good team, I mean, and they lose. They lose in a similar way. Yeah, but they lose
last
in a similar way.
Last year they won. Yeah.
But yeah. This is different. They won games here and there. That's different, man. Like, that team would have beat Wright State. They would have beat Bellarmine. They would have beat
App State.
Like, they would have beat them. They might drop a firm here or there, but they wouldn't have gone 0-3 against those teams. You know what I mean? They would have gone 2-1 or even 3-0. They would have lost all of them. That's why this is so difficult to discuss. We haven't been here before. We're just losing everything. Even that trash DJ Boston team beat 9 teams. This team, can they beat 9 teams? I don't think so.
It's a historic. We're watching potentially his like Louisville history.
Yeah,
like we are going to build. What's the BC and AD?
Yeah, BC and AD. Yes.
What separated them? Jesus' birth?
Jesus' birth. Yeah, the birth of Jesus.
That's what we're seeing.
Yes, separating one era to the next era.
I mean, that's how I feel.
Yeah. No, it's historic. It's
RP
historic.
And KP.
Yeah. RP I don't know
KP.
What to tell you.
RP to KP.
We got to take a break. I'm losing my voice.
You are. It's going down.
We'll just play sound for the next 20 minutes. More take. It's a Wednesday. It's ESPN 680.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You love Louisville Radio. I love it.
I fall in love. I have.
I know you have.
I listen to all these podcasts now. Listen to it live. It's like
you don't consume any UK stuff.
And James Strebel.
No, you don't.
You don't consume any.
I listen to KSR on the way over so I could listen to Cal. But every once in a while, I'll pop on that KSR podcast.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know if Strebel liked the sound of that. You didn't like that rejoin,
it's been
did
a while since that's happened.
Well, it's been a while since they've had Cal on, too.
That's a great point. It's been a while since he's had Cal on, so I don't have much excuse.
And it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while, continuously going to be a while, yes.
Texas says Issa would tell Kellen to never vote Democrat. Thank you for the subtlety in that.
Yes, yeah. Tell us what you really think about Issel's politics.
Texas says Louisville Jesus. Texas says get rid of the coaching staff. Texas says, every Kentucky fan, Kenny Payne lost those games.
How many of those do you get an hour?
Texas says we've heard Sweeney give the same take three times today. Yeah, but we appreciate you're listening all 3 hours.
Yes.
The normal guy's listening 15, 20 minutes.
And transitioning to something else or getting out of his vehicle.
That's the data that I'm going to. I don't know if that's what's happening, but that's the data that I'm going to.
Right.
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 So just, you know, we got to rehash some things every once in a while.
Texas says, when does a Cal coaching tree narrative start?
I'm surprised it hasn't yet.
I mean, do we not talk about that? Kentucky fans talked about it.
Yeah. I'm stunned.
Louisville fans, if you ignored this stuff, I don't know what to tell you. Y'all wanted Calipari. You've been bagging on Calipari, and you wanted Calipari. That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
You just wanted him to be your guy. You wanted Calipari.
You wanted your Calipari, not our Calipari. You wanted your Calipari.
You wanted your own version of Calipari.
And
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, and it's not working out that way.
Like the owner. The Giants did this. The Lions have done it. They go get the Bill Belichick assistant, the Belichick assistant.
Yeah.
The Jets have done it. Come on.
Yeah, everyone has done it. The Raiders are still doing it. Somehow.
Made fun of Cal's assistants for years and then hired one and thought that you got...
And now you're stunned.
Yeah. That Texas says they should have hired Perrin.
Yeah. Should have hired Perrin, damn right.
Texas says Larry Brown is a cheater who won while Cal is a cheater that lost.
Oh, boy. Oh,
cheating. Wanted amount of NCAA titles.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I was about
true.
To say, wait a minute.
They're
they both have the same... Yeah, yeah.
Larry
what
Brown
are we doing?
Won at Kansas, Cal won one at Kentucky so far, yes.
Texas says if you're a Michigan State fan, all you need is 3 to 5 seconds in order to get a wide-open dunk twice.
Yeah,
and I would guarantee you probably don't even need that.
Yeah, it was very frustrating to watch as that happened.
At 5:31, Jack, did we ever get Benton from Lou City inside? I did not see this.
Yes, they're both inside.
At 5:31, it said, it's Benton. Can someone let me in the studio at a commercial break? It's cold out here, LOL.
Poor Benton. He is out there freezing.
It's dark out there, so you can't really
see
the last Soccer City. Entz is not a part of it again.
Well, again, I know he thought he'd be there for the wrap-up show.
He was fine last
night. To wrap up the season.
You think he would, to wrap up the season?
Yeah, the season. I mean, not a championship season.
Tough loss. Runner-up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a tough runner-up season.
Little runner-up talk from Jason Entz.
Talk about free agency and the offseason and everything else.
Going to make who's coming in, who's going out, what are we doing here, are we getting ready for another championship run? You gotta leave Benton to it. Good job, Benton. Way to go, Benton and Doug or whoever you are.
Zach
Doug. Why'd I say Doug?
Doug. Texas says time to stop loving on these guys and start coaching them. I don't think the loving on I
no,
don't think that means anything.
And I don't think that Kenny Payne's loving on anybody right now.
I think it's safe that for the next day. Who are you loving on over there?
Well,
did you wake your wife up when you crawled into bed last night?
No, she was out.
She was
like
she was out.
Yeah, she was out.
She didn't stay awake for the boys.
She didn't budge. Well, actually, she's asleep on the couch. She tried to. We walked in, and she's asleep on the couch. I just left her. She crawled into bed probably about midnight or
did you get home?
Like 1 a.m. We walked in at 11:45.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I was way after you.
Yeah.
Texas says, here we go. Kenny Payne did not win those games. Guys, we got to do better.
There's going to be a moratorium on it.
We got to do better than that.
Yes.
My God.
That sound needs to be expunged from the record. I think.
Calipari.
That's a good one. I like that one more.
All right. So what sound do we
have? Yeah, we already heard some insult.
Well, hang on. See, what do we have here? You want to start with some Diener?
I'd love to start with
you
some
want to start with
yes.
some Diener?
Angry Diener.
Angry Diener.
I want to hear
angry
Keith Diener.
Pointer. You want to hear that?
That first half was one of the most disgraceful performances I have ever seen.
Wow.
This is a disaster right now. And there is, look, people can take losses.
People can
take losses and see progress. This is an intelligent fan base. They can see a loss and know things will get better. That maybe they just don't have this or they don't have that. These are not good losses. Sidney Curry continues to put it in reverse. That's the type of team he should have dominated last night as the first two games of the season. And I need signs of life, and I do not see them.
How did Sidney Curry have three good games last year?
I don't know, because he was the only one trying.
Man, he's as bad as it gets right now. I don't understand.
All right, what else do we have?
I'm not sure they're all devastated.
Not
that's
all
the
of
problem.
Them. Yeah, not
that's
all
the
of
problem.
Them.
I'm not sure. I'm sure L. Ellis is. Yeah. I'm damn sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Hersey Miller is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's devastated out there. I don't know. The coach doesn't look devastated when he comes in the postgame news conference. He's still, you know, Socrates up there giving philosophical statements that I'm sick of. Like, yeah. I'm done with it.
Socrates.
Beaner's done with it.
He's done with
the sell was he's gonna get dudes. He's got World Wide West. He's got these connections. There's money.
Boy.
NIL. This is gonna be good. And then he comes in talking about I don't want to talk about NIL. Whoa. Hang on. What? I mean, that was what I heard during when I, you know, God forbid question, are we sure we don't want to look at anyone else? And I was willing to say, all right, we passed on Kenny Payne once. Everybody's on him. Fine. Let's take a listen. And everybody that I considered in the know said, trust me, NIL, players, World Wide West. What do we got? We got Hersey Miller as our, like, our best, you know, guard off the bench now.
Oh man.
You should have listened to the take, Diener.
Oh, that one hurts.
That does hurt.
That hurts.
That does hurt.
Oh, man.
Would Diener rather him be Plato?
Go ahead. Socrates. Just keep him coming, Jack. I don't know what else you want to play.
Aristotle.
Just whatever you found funny. We got so much damn sound. Poor
Jack. I really, really am just totally disgusted with how this is going. And like it was said earlier, what your co-host said earlier.
Keep pointing.
And, you know, I know he didn't. Keep pointing. I'm sorry.
That's
I know
right.
He didn't want to say it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it for him. This was a mistake hire. Let's just go ahead and just say it. And a lot of people were pushing this hire. People in the community, people on that show, particularly people on that radio station, particularly at 10 o'clock in the morning, were pushing this hire. And now
Louis?
We have a completely disastrous situation. And, you know, I'm sorry. This is not going to get any better. We were promised that he was this ace recruiter, that he could go out here and do this, that he could go out there and you know, was just needed a chance. Well, I'm sorry. You know, okay, you gave him a chance three games in. He sucks. I'm just going to go ahead and just say it. He sucks. And I'm getting really sick and tired of his Yoda-like philosophies every time after he has his press conferences after he loses. I mean, come on. This is Louisville basketball, like the caller said. This is completely unacceptable, and it's disgusting, and he needs to be let go. And you know what? Josh Hurd, you're on the clock. You need to figure this out.
Hurd's on the clock.
These dudes just got jobs, man.
This guy just put KP.
First things first, the guy that called in earlier that said that all the Louisville fans are backing Kenny, that we've been backing Kenny. No. Stop speaking for everybody.
No.
Not everybody backed this. Some people got shut out, got told to shut up. And now we're not going to shut up.
Oh, man.
This is pathetic.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell people. We got an assistant coach that's fighting on Twitter about something that has nothing to do with his job. They need to focus in on getting basketball players, running an offensive play, and maybe beating somebody. They're going to go 0-10. We're going to have one win going into Rupp Arena on New Year's Eve. I'm not going to sit here and watch this and not call in and not complain about it, because I am. Because if it was anybody else for any other circumstances, that's what it would be like. But these people are saying, be patient. We just got blasted by Bellarmine, you all.
Well,
no.
I mean,
and one point, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even have been that damn close.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even have been in a ball game. Anybody that says that this is acceptable for the University of Louisville basketball program, man, you're not a basketball fan. You haven't been watching basketball. There's no way. You're living in the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
Thanks, guys. Go Cards.
Yeah, to throw go
Jack,
cards
we need to stop everything. I am just
go
now
cards,
seeing
I guess.
Hang on. Hang on.
Go Cards.
I want to show you something.
Oh, okay.
I want to show you something.
What is go
it?
Cards,
what's going
I guess.
On,
man?
What is it?
Look at that right there.
Whoa, Luke Hancock and Kent Grossman, baby.
I open Facebook so I can get my latest Donald Trump news.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta get it.
From
yeah.
the yeah, from the guy who barely made it through high school that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And I see Luke Hancock.
Damn, he's looking good.
And it says, I appreciate the love on some of the jackets and suits this year and last year. All the credit to Kenny G.
Whoa.
And I apologize, Jack. I don't know the name of his
executive image.
Okay, there you go. Got some great stuff in the works. There is nothing. There is just nothing like a custom suit. It's all in the details. And look at that.
Look at
little Kenny G.
He's looking good,
Luke Hancock.
Man. Look at that smile.
Look at that.
Kenny G's got that light lavender shirt and that purple tie. It looks good.
I like that.
Gray.
I do like that.
I got an update on this, by the way.
Okay, what's the update before
here? Are you looking at the Instagram or the Facebook?
I'm looking at Facebook.
So he put it on Instagram also.
Did he?
And he got a comment from Carlos Boozer on Instagram saying he wants an NIL deal. I still got that eligibility. And he adds my dad.
I'm seeing it now.
I texted dad earlier the day saying, you got to reply to Carlos Boozer. And I don't think he understood that, you know, because it's not just the name Carlos Boozer, that it wasn't that was Carlos Boozer. So Ethan has now done the job and gotten my dad to reply to him.
The first two comments are Taylor Gang and Gang. So I don't know.
That's great.
Your dad did respond, thanks, Luke. It's been lots of fun working with you. You're a great model and such a good guy.
Whoa, model.
He responded again to Carlos Boozer, though, just a few minutes ago.
Did he? What did he say to Carlos Boozer?
I'll hook you up, Booze.
He called him Booze.
He called him Booze.
He called him Booze.
That's how you know it's Ethan writing the message.
You think it's Ethan?
It's Ethan telling him to say that. There's no way Dad would say that.
Well, there's no way, Jack, you would say that.
No, I wouldn't say it either.
Only Ethan would come up with Booze. You're exactly right.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at executive image now.
I mean, no offense to your dad. He's got to make Booze pay.
I mean, of course.
Oh, okay, I mean, the guy probably made $150 million. He made more than that in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point. Dude signed like three max deals. Yeah.
All with the Bulls.
Got paid a lot of Duke as well.
Yes, he did.
Poor Shire. If you would have had Derek Whitehead.
Did you see him?
Duke. Yeah, I saw him.
How'd he look up close?
He looked beautiful.
Did he? Okay. I know you wanted to go see him.
Yeah. Duke's better than Kentucky.
Oh,
Soccer City
we'll
next.
See about that.